It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. Coming up, we continue our summer music series, Setlist. Today, we'll feature Milo, a rapper from Milwaukee whose music some have defined as art rap.
But first, it's time for our weekly review of state news, the Wisconsin News Roundup. Governor Walker made headlines a couple times this week. First, when he unveiled his idea for a health care plan if he were to be elected president. And again, when the Marquette Law Poll came out yesterday reflecting his approval rating.
At the Capitol, legislators are considering a bill that would reform the state's current John Doe laws.
And an audit by the Legislative Audit Bureau this week found no major problems with Wisconsin's Government Accountability Board.
For the latest on these stories, we're joined by Mark Pitch, state news editor for the Wisconsin State Journal. Mark, thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Good afternoon.
So early in the week, Governor Walker announced a health care policy he would implement if he became president. Here's a clip from that speech.
We provide a tax credit that's tied into age. It's not tied into income, so it applies across the board. As people get older, it goes up.
So, Mark, what exactly is Governor Walker suggesting?
So there's a couple of different ideas behind this plan. One, as the clip mentioned, he would provide tax credits for people who don't have employer insurance to buy private coverage, and that would be based on age instead of income. Currently, Obamacare law provides such subsidies according to income. He's also proposing that the federal government send block grants to states to cover necessary families under Medicaid. He's also talking about having consumers shopping for health care insurance across state lines, which is prohibited currently.
So it sounds like this would be a fairly significant departure from the Affordable Care Act and the provisions that it has.
Yes and no, I guess. He's calling for a repeal of Obamacare, but in some ways, some of the thematic ideas, you know, such as these tax credits, are consistent with the current law, but he puts his own twist on it.
So Governor Walker's campaign has come out and said that he needs to be more aggressive. You know, there's a very large field of Republican candidates for president right now. Would you say that this example of kind of coming out swinging on health care might reflect that new attitude?
I think the campaign itself would acknowledge that. The governor has said that this is just the first in a series of policy proposals that he's going to offer that other candidates seeking the presidency, or at least the 2016 Republican nomination, haven't been making. One of our reporters, Matt DeFore, is currently working on a story that will be published Sunday that will point out that, you know, they're working on tax policy, they're working on economic growth, they're working on foreign policy. He's going to roll out a series of these over the coming weeks, and I would anticipate seeing, you know, at least two or three more before the next Republican presidential debate in mid-September.
So yesterday, Marquette Law School released their most recent poll, and the Governor Walker approval rating dropped since April. What can you tell us about the governor's image here in Wisconsin?
Well, those poll numbers say it all. Poll director Charles Franklin said that the fact that just 39% of registered voters in his poll approve of Walker's job performance show that he's, quote, notably underwater. It's the lowest approval rating since the Marquette poll began asking Wisconsin voters about this in January of 2011. Would it have been even lower during the Act 10 protests? In the Act 10 legislation, perhaps. Nonetheless, the governor was elected, reelected last fall, won three elections, as he likes to point out, in 4 years, by a pretty healthy margin. And to see an approval rating below 40% certainly is remarkable.
So, in other news this week, an audit by the Republican-led Legislative Audit Bureau found that the state's Government Accountability Board had no major problems. What was the purpose of this audit in the first place?
The, The Republican legislature has been skeptical of the job of the GAB for the last few years. They've asked the nonpartisan audit bureau to undertake a number of different audits of the GAB. This one looked into how the board handles complaints that have been registered with the accountability board. And these are complaints that are generally kept private until disciplinary action is actually taken. And what the audit found was that there were no major problems in the way that the Government Accountability Board was doing its work. It said that they reviewed close to 1,900 complaints.
So this was actually the second audit in less than a year that failed to uncover any major problems. Did the previous audit do much to change opinions at the Capitol?
The Republicans' concerns with the GAB have been longstanding. They date back to how the board handled recall elections in 2011 and in 2012, the design of ballots for the 2014 elections, and certainly the GAB's role in the ongoing John Doe investigation into campaign finance regulation. So it's unlikely that these audits are going to change the minds of the folks at the legislature, and we would anticipate seeing the legislature take up changes to the GAB sometime this fall.
So in just the last 30 seconds or so that we have, the State Assembly has added a bill to their agenda to talk about reforming the state's John Doe laws, which you just mentioned. Why is this bill being talked about now, and what's the next step for the Assembly?
Well, the legislature wants to change the process of investigating campaign finance violations using the secret John Doe process. The Judiciary Committee in the Assembly passed the measure on a 3-2 vote this week. It's also passed out of the Senate, and it'll go to the floor at some time again, we would expect, this fall.
All right. Well, we'll keep an eye on that. Mark Pitch, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for asking.
Mark Pitch is a state news reporter, or editor, sorry, for the Wisconsin State Journal, giving us the latest on the biggest news stories from around the state this week.